And in the U.S. state of Connecticut, a statewide mobilization of Catholics to block a legislative attack on the liberty of the church has succeeded in putting a stop to the measure, which would have taken control of church property and funds out of the hands of the church's pastors. Just before broadcast, a press release from the Connecticut General Assembly announced that the legislation has been tabled and a hearing scheduled for tomorrow canceled. We spoke with the Bishop of Bridgeport, Connecticut, William Lurie.
This is just a huge distraction in the state of Connecticut. First of all, everybody knows it's unconstitutional. Everyone knows it's outrageous. Everyone knows that this legislation is based on a lie, the lie being that there are no financial controls in place. Now, we have so many needs in Connecticut. You'd think that our elected lawmakers would be worried about those things, about the common good, and would see the church as a partner in providing for the common good. We are in a time of deep recession in the United States. The Catholic Church in Connecticut is providing more social services, more educational services than any other private entity in Connecticut. It would make sense, if you're thinking straight, that you would want the church to do more of this. You'd be trying to help the church step up to the plate even more, which, of course, we'd like to do. I have the mayors in the towns of Fairfield County coming to me saying, can you do more of what you're doing? Can you do more charity? Can you educate more kids?